Today's guest is Dave, one of the founding team members for Quantum Energy Squares. This conversation is important to you, the entrepreneur, because you're likely busy, don't have a lot of time, and you're looking for where to go for what you need, a quick snack, something that can keep you going, because you probably won't have time for a meal until dinner. But how are you supposed to make it through the day? Then you end up taking on an empty stomach, a lot of caffeine, or some of you take it to the next level and get synthetic caffeines with guarana and, you know, taurine and this and that and overcharge your system. And then come afternoon, you're spent. When was the last time you went out and did what you wanted to do when you had the energy to do it? Quantum Energy wants to help you get there, back to that place. Of course, you still have to exercise, but nutrition plays a big role in that. And when your choices are donuts, sugary and carb-filled energy bars that are no longer healthy because we are more advanced in our nutritional science, or just drinking coffee, of course, it's going to be easy to disrupt a market like that, especially when you take great care of the product and the people the product is for. That's what Quantum Energy Squares is here to do. So without further ado, here's Dave. Dave, it's a big pleasure to have you here. You and I have had the opportunity to chat for a bit prior to recording today about what you're doing with your product. And I really want to get started. And I've been asking myself, like, where can we kick this conversation off with Quantum Squares? Like, where are we going to go with this? And I guess the place where it makes the most sense is, do you remember the first time that you tried shifting over to snack or energy bars and found yourself just lacking what you thought it would give you as a promise?
Oh, absolutely. So first kind of how I came into this journey. So these bars were created by Leah Marquez, our co-founder and CEO, Dan Medveen. And Leah was, you know, she was a busy, you know, young entrepreneur coming up, and was, you know, needing energy during a busy work day before exercising, things like that, and tried energy drinks. And they upset her stomach. They gave her like spikes and crashes. And then when you turn the package around and look at the ingredients inside, you know, most people have some concerns about what they're putting in their body. That was several years ago. Now there's been lots of, you know, global news, people are realizing that, you know, sugar, alcohols, artificial sweeteners, things like that are linked to long-term health problems like type 2 diabetes, cancer, heart disease, things like that. Synthetic caffeines can upset your stomach and are also tied to other health issues like anxiety, depression, neurotoxicity, things like that. And they also have a multiple stimulant effect on your neurological system versus natural caffeine. So taking kind of all that knowledge and being a consumer, you know, you're kind of faced with a situation where, well, am I going to get my energy from, you know, sitting down to a healthy meal and a cup of coffee or some a caffeinated beverage? Or am I going to try to get my energy while I'm on the go busy through the workday from a snack or from just a beverage? Because we generally don't sit down for a full meal until dinner time these days. So Leia was in that situation. Her partner, Dan, was a coffee drinker in college and, you know, D1 tennis player and, you know, very athletic person. But when you drink too many cups of coffee and you don't have a meal in the picture, then that caffeine is going right through your stomach, right into your lower intestine, metabolized quickly, and you get a spike and a crash. So these are similar problems from just coffee by itself or just a caffeinated beverage by itself. And so trying, I'll get to my you know, journey with bars in just a sec, but, you know, trying different energy options, trying the bars that are so portable, you can use them all over the place. They don't have to be kept cold. They don't spill. You know, bars are easy, right? Portable nutrition and energy. And it all started, you know, years and years ago. The first energy bar, the first food bar, nutrition bar was really created for astronauts, and they were called space food sticks. And they were created by Pillsbury, and they gave, you know, some nutrition that you could you know, put up into space with astronauts. They tried to commercialize them, didn't go well. It's very hard to execute, you know, something a bar that's got great nutrition, great energy, and tastes great. And that problem has persisted over, you know, a few decades now. But Leah and Dan worked with, you know, they tried lots of bars on the market. Most of them either were too chalky or too sticky, had odd flavors, and they all really were delivering energy based on nutritional concepts from years and years ago. You know, lots of carbs, lots of sugar. And the problem with that is not only does it not match current nutritional knowledge of what we need with balanced macronutrients, but also you burn through that energy quickly and you get a spike and a crash that it does, you know, doesn't give you long lasting sustained energy. Similar problems to sugary snacks, energy drinks, et cetera. And so they couldn't find a bar that gave enough energy like caffeine does. Everybody understands, you know, caffeine gives you energy. I mean, the consumer energy product market is a $30 billion market just in the US. All of those products, the energy is powered by a caffeine, right? You've got energy drinks that comprise about $21 billion in the marketplace. Pre-workout caffeinated products, things like that, about $8 billion. Energy shots and gels, about $1 billion. So that's kind of the landscape of real energy products. And they all started with caffeinated makeup in them. So like Red Bull, for example, you know, started the energy drink craze, you know, and always caffeinated. Bars never really made that jump. And so realizing there weren't bars that gave enough energy, modern nutrition, and great taste, they teamed up with a formulator, food scientist, and a pastry chef, and worked for a couple of years making hundreds of iterations trying to come up with a modern, really revolutionary or evolutionary portable energy product, and, you know, a real energy bar for kind of the modern era. And and after, you know, lots of testing with consumers, blind taste testing against the best bars in the marketplace, they had a prototype, you know, that was winning blind taste tests against the leading bars, you know, in the industry. And it was really exciting. Just about that time, I was introduced to them by a friend of mine from business and bike racing. I get involved with lots of sports and things like that. It's really fun. An obsessive learner about business and about how to move your body and challenge yourself in sports. And I had been sort of a nomadic bar consumer for years, you know, busy grinding entrepreneur, not getting away from the desk for hours, then going to work out, then coming back to the desk, getting home late, eating late dinner. And I was really, I started trying energy bars before my workouts because I didn't really have time for a meal during the day and I needed some energy. So I'd have an energy bar, you know, whatever it was, whether it was a Clif bar or a power bar, different things like that. And then, you know, the reality was I was eating most of them, you know, while I was surviving, grabbing snacks out of my backpack throughout the day until I'd get home till dinner. And I never stuck with the bar because they didn't give enough energy, made my stomach kind of feel yucky, didn't taste good. You know, I was trying different bars. I'm like, wow, I just can't stick with one. You know, it's just not good enough. I don't want to put things in my body that have, you know, that don't have the ingredients that I like, don't have the flavor that I like, and don't give me enough energy. And so I was kind of, a bar lover in search of a bar that I could love, right? And got introduced to Dan and Leah. Was really originally just going to sit down and advise with a friend of mine on go-to-market strategy because it sounded like they had a good idea. And I wouldn't eat bars in front of them because I didn't want to be influenced by the exuberant founders. You know, it's every, you know, when you love something, you're so great at selling it, right? I didn't want to be influenced. So I took them, you know, away from our meetings. I took bars away from our meetings and I took them into my own life. Busy work days, training on the bike. I was doing time trial racing on the bike and other things like that. And I shared them with tons of people in my network, you know, business people, young entrepreneurs, video gamers, busy moms, college students, athletes, firemen, you name it. Everybody was coming back to me and saying, hey man, I feel good. These taste good. I can't believe they're so healthy tasting this good. Where can I get more? What's going on with this? When can I buy them? You know, et cetera. And I, at that point, I kind of dropped everything else I was doing and joined Leah and Dan as their partner at that early stage. And then we started going into the marketplace. So pretty exciting ride since then. That was a long answer to your short question.
No. That's how you know it's a good question. And also, yeah. I appreciate that you gave us context as we're sitting here learning about this in real time, because it is true. I myself am a fan And I've tried to stay away from drinks lately because there's something about the way they it's got to the point where when I drink an energy drink now, it just makes me sleepy, which I don't think is good, right? But for a long time, I was drinking these things. I've always tried to stay away from taurine and all those other things that just feel like they take the life out of me, you know, let alone I'm a pretty high-strung person naturally. And I imagine many people who go for energy drinks are generally driven by adrenaline and that rush that they're looking for. Some of my friends that I know literally are always looking for that. So when we got in touch and we started coordinating for this episode, it was really interesting, and I was fortunate to be able to get some bars. You were so kind to send me some. And honestly, I'm now thinking as you were breaking the story down, like, can I get these at a store? Is this something that is now commercially available? What does that look like as that part of that journey before I go any further and telling you how amazing it was, because it was.
Awesome. That's great to hear. So yeah, actually, so we're because we're a I mean bars are sold in lots of different channels, right? And some bars are really only a good match for certain channels. And so if you think about like natural food stores, like a Sprouts, things like that, they're about roughly 4,000 doors in the US. And some healthy products can go into natural food stores. But you don't really see a lot of energy drinks there. Energy drink consumers tend to shop in conventional grocery stores. They're in convenience stores. We call it in the industry, it's called C stores for short. But so if you think about it, you know, caffeine is really a differentiator that allows that opens up sales opportunities multi-channel. You think about where caffeinated beverages are sold, caffeinated products, coffee, et cetera. And so we went national last year in Sprouts, which is actually has a very diverse you know, customer audience. You know, they've got kind of a mix of healthy consumer and conventional grocery consumer in one. They please an athletic young people, and they've got great value pricing and everything. I'm a huge Sprouts fan. And so we started in Sprouts last year, and it's going really well. They started with three SKUs or three of our flavors, and they added three more already for 2024. And they've got our floor displays that they're going to be rolling out into their stores. And so, you know, they're getting a great response from customers that are looking for those better for you snacks. And when they find something that's got, you know, energy from caffeine, real, you know, super rare in a bar, like we're first to market selling nationally in the US, you know, as a caffeinated energy bar, you know, caffeine, energy, balanced nutrition, all plant-based, real clean ingredients. And they actually taste great. You know, people respond to that. If you have something that's kind of a functional product, that's like a utility product, but it has odd flavor, or odd texture, it doesn't taste great, you don't look forward to it. It's hard to get over that hurdle, you know, trying to force yourself to eat something for function in spite of the fact that it doesn't taste good. So I think we've got, because, you know, we work with a pastry chef, you know, crafting flavors from real whole food ingredients. Coming out with a great palate experience, that's a huge advantage too. So that energy, nutrition, and taste. So we started in natural foods. We also got started in the sports specialty channel. You know, people were asking me, "Hey, when are these going to be in sports stores?" You've got to be in REI, for example, right? REI is a national chain. They've got almost 200 stores, largest. You know, membership-based, you know, sports retailer in North America. And you know, I was kind of told like, hey, you're gonna have a hard time getting in there. Nobody can reach the buyer. You've got to pull some publicity stunts, things like that. So I kind of did a little bit of an end around. I contacted a friend of mine who was a leader in the outdoor industry. And I told him what we had and what we were trying to do. And he introduced me to like one of the adventure tourism directors from REI. I sent him bars for him and his team and to share with customers. And the feedback was great. And I said, hey, can you help me get introduced to that? He introduced me to another person in the REI organization who was a GM at one of their top five stores in the US. We went cycling together. I shared bars with him and for him and his team. They loved them as well. And a short while later, he introduced me to the national buyer, and I sent bars to the whole executive staff up at headquarters in Seattle. That went really well too. And they said, look, you know, we're not even looking at new brands for next year for months from now, but we're gonna pull another brand out and put you guys in. And they put us into like one of their initial national footprints. And then we've expanded since then. So now we're in every store in REI, and we've got six flavors in there. We sponsor their customer run clubs. They can have, you know, easy on the tummy, light, very portable, you know, energy snack to take with them on their runs. And they go as a group from some of the REI stores. That's really exciting. So that's, you know, sports obviously have, because this is an energy bar, this has a lot of legs in the sports world. And we'll touch on that a little bit more. You know, a little bit about some of the things we've done in sports too. But beyond sports, there's conventional grocery. So let's kind of get back to the numbers. Natural food stores, roughly 4,000 doors in the US. Conventional grocery stores, roughly 40,000 doors in the US. Convenience stores, over 240,000 doors in the US. And that's not even counting, you know, other opportunities in club, corporate food service. We're now getting ordered onto Meta Facebook campuses, Google campuses.
Wow.
We're expanding across the US on college campuses with Follett campus bookstores, Hudson News Airport stores. I mean, there's lots of need for energy, nutrition, and great taste. And you know, it's the opportunities for growth for us are truly massive. And so we've started with, you know, key accounts in natural foods, in a conventional grocery. We're in HEB across Texas.
Yeah.
You know, we're in Wegmans in the Northeast. We're going to continue to expand in conventional grocery as well. We got our start in our first stores owned by Safeway Albertsons, United and Market Street across Texas. And then they launched us in a couple of regions, Pacific Northwest and Rocky Mountain area for Albertsons Safeway. And now we're looking at expanding into 1,800 more stores this year, just in that chain. So the opportunities are really massive. And I think it's really exciting to be disrupting the energy segment in bars, because energy drinks, you know, caffeinated energy drinks have been around for a long time. And there aren't a lot of other options for you know, caffeinated energy. You've got coffee, you've got energy drinks, and there's some kind of unusual things like caffeinated gums and things like that that aren't really a food product.
Yeah, I tried this.
Yeah. So when energy drink customers find this, like we'll be at an event, like we were the official energy bar of the LA Marathon, you know, a couple seasons ago, and tons of people were coming up to our booth and trying. They were saying, "What is this?" We said, "Well, it's a caffeinated energy bar." And they, caffeine, you know, when you say caffeine, their ears perk up and they taste it. Like, wow, this tastes like a candy bar. And they look at the back and they see the healthy ingredients. They're kind of puzzled, like, "How did you guys do that?" Well, lots of hard work. Now they've got portable caffeinated energy, nutrition, and great flavor that they didn't have before. So you could still have an energy drink, but instead of having maybe the second or third energy drink during the day when your energy is kind of plummeting and you're struggling with the stomach jitters and upset and things like that, you can have, you know, caffeine energy and balanced nutrition to get you through till you have a meal.
You know, I've interviewed a few companies that are doing consumer growth products, and I've never heard a conversation like this where they were as excited, right? But also growing at the rate that you're growing at.
Yeah.
And I think it's just a unique, I don't know if it's just like you said, you're disrupting in a way that no one has done before, right? Because many try to lean only on the health benefits of things and that it tastes good, which is fine. I feel, and you pointed this out, that the functional aspect of things is what matters most to people. There's a huge utility. And even if it tastes great and is healthy, if it can't get you to that place where it makes it really quick and easy, I really feel like that was the unlock that came from this. You know, like I'm someone who's always looking at nootropics, right? Like Cognizant you can name Lion's Mane or what have you. You can name, you know, a million nootropics. And yeah, I'm always like taking 8 pills plus coffee, and it just seems like it's a lot. But when you make it as easy as me grabbing a bar and it has clean energy, and it really does make a lot of sense for many people today. And when you think about the way that you grew by simply sending product, that's what's interesting about your story, is you just sent the product. You could pay hundreds, thousands in ads and not get the same reaction from key players as just putting your money where your mouth is and saying, "Try the bars." I tried them.
Yeah.
I'm running on one right now. I only took one specifically to show myself while I'm interviewing you, how much energy I have. And I haven't drank my coffee like I usually do. I just took that one square.
Yeah. And you know what? You touched on something interesting, right? There's like a wave of functional products, right? There's, you know, people have invested in bars and other products that have nootropics, probiotics, adaptogens, things like that. The tough thing about, you know, functional ingredients like that is it's kind of like supplements. You think it works, but you can't really feel it. So you're hoping it works. Mm-hmm. It's a little different when you have a cup of coffee or an energy drink or one of our bars. You can feel the energy from the caffeine. You know, that's kind of a game changer. Like everybody knows since the 1600s, I mean, you know, caffeine, coffee started being consumed since the 1600s, like with food. You know, it's never been a fad. It's been a trend over hundreds of years, and it keeps increasing. Like 80% plus of US adults consume caffeine every day. Everybody knows it's going to work. They feel it. They try it. They come back because they know it's kind of the go-to for energy. Now, there's something really kind of important to think about too. You know, like we only use organic caffeine from green coffee in our bars. There are lots of different caffeine types, right? There's guarana and taurine, like you know, you mentioned like in energy drinks. Guarana is a banned substance by NCAA athletics. When you combine those two, you get that multiple effect on your multiple stimulant effect on your neurological system versus natural caffeine. The reason why we chose organic caffeine from green coffee is it doesn't give you that multiple stimulant effect on your neurological system. And because it's not, you know, roasted coffee beans that can degrade the health benefits, you get some benefits beyond the energy, right? So organic green coffee is rich in polyphenols, which is an immunity support and cellular function benefit. There's antioxidant benefits, anti-inflammatory benefits, blood sugar regulation, blood pressure control, lots of benefits to having natural caffeine. Now, when you combine that with, you know, healthy balanced macros, I mean, we're all plant-based. It doesn't mean that you need to be vegan or anything like that to have a plant-based diet. I would say that a lot of people don't even realize that we're plant-based because our bars taste so good, and they're kind of expecting if something is plant-based, maybe it's not going to taste good. I think we've all kind of realized in the last few years that's changing. You know, we're figuring out how to make, you know, all plant-based products, you know, taste good. So that's a big deal. But, you know, think about how it works. You know you're going to feel energy from caffeine. So if you have an energy drink or a cup of coffee, you know, especially if you don't have any food in your system, you're going to feel that rush of energy. And that's good for a short time period. You know, you feel that rush of energy. And then because it's gone right through your stomach, right into your small intestine, that's called gastric emptying. It happens really fast when you have a caffeinated beverage. You get an energy spike and a crash, and your energy level kind of falls down below the baseline that you started at. You kind of mentioned when you have energy drinks, you feel tired afterward. Like after you get that energy rush, you feel tired. That's exactly right. That's the effect that happens. Now, think about how caffeine was consumed originally, hundreds of years ago, coffee with food. You know, that's really how these bars were designed to function. And it's just like how we used to have coffee with a balanced meal. We were all kind of having more meals during the day before we realized, you know, you don't really have to have 3 square meals a day. That was kind of a marketing thing from overproduction of food in the food industry. You know, it seemed like a good thing to do in concept, but we don't really need it, right? But when you take food out of the picture and you have a cup of coffee or an energy drink, and by the way, we're not anti-coffee. We all love coffee, and coffee is a wonderful experience. But just taking like caffeinated beverages as an example. If you have a caffeinated beverage without food, you don't have the slow fueling effect that the food brings. So in our case, it's kind of like having coffee or an energy drink with a healthy balanced meal. You're digesting 4 different types of fuel. You know, the caffeine, carbs in our case, complex carbs, proteins. In our case, we have plant-based proteins and fats. And in our case, we focus on healthy fats, you know, from nuts and seeds and MCT oil, no palm oil. You know, we only use eco-friendly MCT oil. But when you're digesting those four different types of fuel, it takes time. And the caffeine in our formulation, or if you're having a caffeinated beverage with a balanced meal, it takes time. So you're digesting and breaking down those nutrients and metabolizing those four different types of fuel. And the caffeine, the energizing effect from caffeine then gets released into your system over time. And this, these aren't our studies. They're public studies that have decades and decades of clinical, you know, clinical research behind them. It takes caffeine about three times longer to metabolize when you're having it in a fed state. So what we're doing is we're really mimicking what it would take and how it would feel if you had a caffeinated beverage and a balanced meal. And we're doing it in a little bar. And so that's kind of convenient and quick and things like that. I won't show off too much, but anyway.
No,
but
please do. That's, how many flavors do you have?
That's, we have got six flavors. Yeah, exactly. I'll hold them up. You know, that's kind of the magic. And that's what everybody really needs from a portable snack. Ultimately, energy, you know, balanced nutrition, hopefully great flavor. That's really hard to execute. It's really hard to make that all happen. But that's why the response is positive. There's no complication to it. You don't have to figure it out. You don't have to think about if it works. You feel it working. Your stomach doesn't get upset. Your energy sustains for a long period of time. And knowing that the ingredients that are going to your body aren't, you know, the artificial ones that are tied to long-term health problems, you don't worry about it. So you're kind of programming yourself, just like, you know, in a bad way, like sugar, drinks and things like that. You know, you're programming yourself to associate a spike of energy with something sweet. And then you, when your energy drops, you kind of automatically, you know, reach for something sweet. You know, in our case, you're kind of getting used to having something that tastes good, feels satiating, doesn't give you an upset stomach, and gives you a long, you know, long period of time where you've got sustained energy. So you're kind of getting used to feeling good and that lasting over a long period of time.
I mean, I know, feel incredible. Something,
yeah, it's not like a rush, right? It's a nice,
I've
it's
had
a
one
nice sustained boost
since I woke up.
Yeah,
I'm feeling great. Yeah. I remember when it hit, I was like, "Oh, okay," and I was good.
Yeah,
and I haven't eaten anything else. Maybe drink some water, you know, outside of that. But I feel great, and that was the whole point, because I'm the kind of person that if I miss a cup of coffee in a day, it's already, you know, caffeine can have its addicting qualities as well, right? But
yeah,
I usually cannot function without it. There are plenty of coffee mugs that show at what level someone is ready to finally talk to you. This bar really just did the job, and I made sure specifically for this interview to have that experience, so I could be with integrity say that it's honestly like I think I told you this yesterday, even when we were talking prior to our conversation. It's like an adult Pop-Tart with things that you actually want, but even easier, because you don't even have to toast it. Just grab it and go. And for that's me, great. That's super important, because I'm constantly on the move. When I got to go somewhere, I've got to drive somewhere. I live in Los Angeles. You're stuck in traffic for hours, whether you like it or not. So knowing that you have this, that I have access to this, and that it's in major stores, which is why I had asked, and that you've taken the time to work with the body instead of jolting the body into something artificial. You're actually working with the body and the way it functions and how it metabolizes things naturally. There's so many values that I can stand behind in the way that you're operating. And I want to be able to highlight how important this and impactful this has been. You even had some interesting things pop up in the MMA space with some really notable people, and, you know, like someone that I know for sure, Joe Rogan. And I want you to tell the story of how some of that like sort of took place.
Sure. Can I tell you like a few quick athletic stories?
Please do.
So first of all, you know, startup company, you know, disruptive energy bar brand, things like that. Not even in real distribution yet. Right before the pandemic hit, we were trying to figure out, you know, how do we get out in the hands of lots of athletic active consumers? Because we really want to inspire movement, healthy lifestyle, you know, and give people the fuel of healthy energy to do the things that they want to do. And some people, for some people, it's, you know, busy work days, it's video gaming, it's athletic events, it's just, you know, being active and trying to, you know, keep at a healthy weight and feel good every day. So we did something kind of crazy. We went under like a multi-month like vetting process and testing process, and got reviewed by some very scrutinizing endurance sports people until we got approved to be the only energy bar served on course at the Ironman World Championships in Kona. And Whoa. we replaced Clif Bar. And Clif Bar is great, by the way. I found them at a mountain bike race years ago. I'm like, you know, everybody loves Clif Bars. And I was, you know, those were one of the things I was surviving in my backpack on, you know, years ago. But, you know, again, not... Their formulation didn't really evolve over time. So high carb, high sugar. So this is something different, you know, not a high carb bar, not, you know, low sugar bar, balanced macros, some fats and proteins. I mean, things that we're starting to realize now, you know, you can't get through the day or through multiple hours of, you know, physical challenges and things like that, whether it's exercise or a busy work day, just on carbs. You need proteins and fats and things like that. So it was really interesting because we went to the World Championships in Kona, and again, we weren't designed to be a technical sports product for endurance athletes. This was really designed to be, you know, delicious, satiating energy for everybody to use every day. Easy to use, nothing complicated, nothing like that comes in a sachet that's a powder, or nothing that tastes weird made out of chemicals. That's just not what this is. And usually, if you've ever been like a 5K, maybe not a 5K, but maybe a 10K half marathon or marathon, after the race or after the event, let's call it, because not everybody's really racing, the last thing that participants want to see are any of the technical sports products that were served on course, because they usually taste weird, make your stomach feel kind of icky, your energy is going up and down. It's just kind of hard to manage your day. And you might have, that might be the least positive part of the experience, other than, you know, running or cycling or whatever the event is, and enjoying it with your friends. And we had the opposite effect in Kona. We had athletes coming up to us after the event, buying boxes of our bars to bring back to their countries. And we were looking at each other and we're like, I think we're really on to something here. You yeah. know, and not all the people were like pro athletes. You know, some people are just, they get into, you know, running or cycling or maybe triathlon because they originally start just because they want to lose weight and be healthy and be a good functioning human. And they're like, hey, I want to challenge myself even more. So, but most of these folks are just regular everyday people that just got hooked and went deep. Right. Now some other things happened. One of the friends of Dan, our CEO, manages some pro athletes and things like that. And one of them is Sloane Stephens, US Open tennis champion. She got some of our bars. She had, this isn't exact,
amazing.
The exact details of the story. You know, she got some of the bars from us, you know, through her manager, and she had them like in her duffel bag at a pro tournament down in Florida. And people saw her, you know, eating a bar in the changeovers and things like that. And then we got a message, you know, without, not too far after that, saying, hey, the other athletes were like knocking on my door at the hotel asking for bars because she was sharing with them. And then she invested in our company a little bit. And, you know, another athlete, Demetrius Johnson, who was an 11-time UFC world champion, super nice guy. You think about like mixed martial artists, a lot of them are pretty tough dudes and gals too. And you might be a little intimidated by them. He's not only one of the most amazing martial artists overall, you know, in the world and in history, but he's a nice guy, super into nutrition, a great dad, great husband. And he got our bars and took them into his training. And of course, he was on like a run at UFC and then in one championship, which is kind of the UFC of Asia, and won the world championship like three times over there. He also invested in our company, just an amazing guy. And the thing is, like the needs of an athlete, whether you're an everyday person who's just going for a jog, going for a walk, riding your bike, all the way up to an elite level athlete, we all have the same needs. We just need, you know, something that gives us energy, gives us nutrition and you know, is satiating. So we've got energy that lasts. We need our stomachs and our bodies to feel good, so don't get upset by the things that we put in our body. And if it tastes good, then it's not drudgery. Like, hey, we're having energy and nutrition, and it tastes like a treat. Then it's really easy to incorporate that into your day with, for whatever you're doing. And another thing that's kind of important to realize too is, like, you know, when you look at like a hydration product, like let's say a Gatorade, and you see, you know, somebody on a commercial and they're sweating orange or they're sweating purple or whatever, like, you know, it's like, I don't know, that was kind of a weird marketing effect. But when you look at pro athletes that are using like a hydration product, same thing as like as an energy product, the reality is people that buy that product in the grocery store, they're not pro athletes. They're using it because they know it's going to be good for an active lifestyle. And, you know, 90%+ of Gatorades, you know, studies show are consumed in the home, you know, and they're on the couch watching the game, you know, sometimes, you know, doing the weekend warrior thing, club sports and things like that for sure. And with Clif Bar, you know, we actually chatted with one of the first dozen employees at Clif Bar. And he said, look, you can suggest the usage occasion on the packaging like you've done. Like, we've got a surfer and a tennis player and a mountain biker and, you know, different types of athletes, volleyball, things like that. But if people see that and they see it's going to give them energy for something they'd like to do in their active life, and they like the nutrition and they like the flavor and they like the way it makes them feel, they're going to take it into their everyday life in everything they do. And everybody works. And everybody exercises, hopefully, and everybody plays. And, you know, that's why it's so easily adopted and becomes part of your day. So anyway, I was super excited to hear that you not only were kind of interested in trying them, so we're not talking just about business, you would try them for yourselves and see how you feel, because nothing to hide. I mean, we've got healthy, good stuff to put in your body that gives you good energy and makes you feel good. And when you feel that, then you're like, wow. That's what we actually all need. And we need it from, it doesn't have to be just from a bar like ours. If you have the time to have a balanced meal and some coffee, or a balanced meal and a caffeinated beverage, you'll feel similarly, you know, but you don't always have time to do that.
That's why I love what the product stands for. And that's why I wanted to make sure that this conversation focused on that specifically, because there are plenty of interviews where people can listen to what it's like to be in the consumer gross product space. And, you know, what does it look like to try to formulate, and who are the co-packers? You know, what does that look like? How did you get FDA this? Yeah. And we could go on and on about that. Well, one of the reasons I was excited to simply stick to the benefits of this for this conversation is because I personally am a fan, and it was funny to hear that everyone else had the same reaction. They had it and said, hey, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
It's good enough, you know, which honestly is not focused on enough. It's good enough. It's affordable. It's quick. It's easy. You don't even have to toast it. Just grab it and go. For a lot of people, that means a lot, you know, and I'm one of those people. I tried them. You know, I would try it with coffee and then I'd have one. But today in particular, I've only had one. And I got to tell you, before we close things out here, I'm legitimately just fascinated by how different the effect is, because I am one of those people that wakes up and the first thing I do on an empty stomach is I'll drink that, or even worse, sometimes, especially when I'm really tired, I'll grab an energy drink, you know, that has a bunch of vitamins and I don't know what else in it. Never one with guarana or taurine, because I've always just been afraid of that. Give me a heart attack, you know, but for the most part, I try to think of, oh, does it have Cognizant in it or something? You know, that's how they'll get me. But I'm slowly weaning off of that. And it's true, I don't always have time to make breakfast. So to know that that's the ethos behind what Quantum Squares is doing, and how that'll encourage not only lifestyle because of the suggested activity on the product itself, but also how it took into consideration the way the body should be consuming and metabolizing caffeine, then that also inspires people to consider what they're doing with their diets and things of that nature, you know, and diet in the sense of like lifestyle and not necessarily a fad that someone is going through. No, just have healthy macros. And that's why our conversation, I think, is so important, because so many people who are listening are business owners, and all of them don't have the time, the energy, the headspace to sit there and go through what they're doing, knowing they can just order this and get a move on and get going after they heard your ethos, what you stand for, how excited you are, who you've been involved with. the distribution, knowing that it'll likely be at their local Sprouts, if not yet, soon.
Oh no, it's there. It's in all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll soon be probably at gas stations, really accessible, which, you know, people always got to stop for gas, at least as long as we have gas driven cars, right? I'm sure it's going to become a staple of lifestyle just because you're doing something that's focusing on the human aspect of things first, before just the bottom line. I really feel like there's something to be said about that. So that's why I'm glad that the conversation went the way it did. You know, I kept asking myself while I was listening, is there something I think the listener would want to know? I think we covered it, you know, because it matters to know what you stand for. It matters to know that it's available to them. It matters to know that even athletes, unlike Gatorade, are actually vying for this, right? And, you know, Gatorade has its time and its place. It's electrolytes and you need sugar sometimes to keep going, especially when you're under physical stress. For the most part, you know, you're right. Most people are just sitting on the couch. But entrepreneurs really are stressed out. They don't have the time. Business owners are stressed out. They don't have the time. And especially when they have families on top of that, right? So when I ask myself, is there anything left to say? Personally, I don't think the listener's probably like, can I get a bar right now? Can I press something on the podcast and just try this damn thing right now? You know? And the truth is you can go to your local Sprouts, like you said, and many other places. I imagine there's a website that'll tell you where it's available right now.
Yeah, for sure. So we have our own website. It's quantumsquares.com. We also have an Amazon store. Of course, everybody does. Oh. We're on Thrive Market. I don't know if you've ever heard of Thrive Market, but they're pretty big. They actually have 1.5 million subscribers across the US and they deliver healthy food and snacks right to your house. And we're actually the fastest growing energy bar on Thrive Market. And we just surpassed Clif Bar sales, which was like a big deal to us. Again, we love Clif Bar, love the people, but yeah, we surpassed Clif Bar sales over the last like 24 weeks, which is exciting. So we're moving up, and you know, I think we just onboarded with like Walmart.com. We're on a few other sites. This is really an exciting time because we're all starting to realize how important it is to take care of our health for the long term. You know, watch what you put in your body. Put good things in your body, you're going to get good things out for the long term. And we're all about good energy. So if you're having a healthy meal, and you're being good to your body, and you're exercising, we're super happy. If you don't have time for a healthy meal, and we can fuel you on the go, busy days, recreation, road trips, things like that, things that you and I've talked about separately, we're so happy to be a part of that and to help fuel people to move and feel good and be healthy. And really, really glad I got a chance to talk to you too. And I'm sure we're going to be talking some more. We've got to go out and do something active together with our quantum energy.
We'll make a video out of it. I love making videos too, man. David, it really has been an absolute pleasure getting the chance to just hear the science behind it and to listen to someone who focuses on go-to-market, really break down just how much product expertise and one needs to successfully understand how to break into a market. And it helps that the product is good, you know, really good. Sometimes those kinds of things just do sell themselves, like we heard in the stories that you shared. But it's important to understand for anyone that's listening that does have a product or that is looking at their business, when you put in those values, you can then have conversations that are more human-like, like, hey, do you feel good when you eat this? Where is it available? As opposed to, well, let me explain to you why we think you didn't have to say much before I was convinced because you sent the bars to me beforehand and I already was a fan. And I think there's something to be said about that in business. When it's good, it's good. You know, and if you're wondering if you're good, you know, put it around, ask around, share it, have people put it to task, put it on the burner. Does it cook well? Do people like it? You know, that feedback loop, you did it early and you did it right. And this is also a lesson in go-to-market, as much as it is an invitation to try something that will likely benefit not only your health, but the health of your family. If they're a little older, obviously you can't give this to like, you know, kids, but because of the caffeine, probably a little more than they need. They have plenty of energy as it is. Yeah. But I'm really grateful that we had a chance to have that conversation and to show what it's like when something is successful and exploding and disrupting a market.
Likewise. Thank you so much.